السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشہد ان محمدن عبدہ ورسولہ. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب
there is unrest in the world, throughout the world, and there is loss of peace, then for the reformation of his creatures, to save his servants from this unrest and disturbance, Allah raises prophets. And when there is no righteousness and piety in the world, then also Allah raises prophets. And we saw 1400 years ago, that when the piety had totally disappeared from this world, and the disorder was in the land and the sea, then Allah revealed His Sharia law to the Holy Prophet ﷺ and created means to save the people from this disorder. Allah had revealed the Holy Quran to the Holy Prophet and had taught us the methods of doing our duty to God and duty to mankind, which have been forgotten by the followers of the previous prophets, or the commandments of higher grade had not been given to the previous prophets. And as far as the idolaters are concerned, they had reached to the highest level of their ignorance. So in the Holy Quran, that the most important point towards the Holy Quran is reminding us is righteousness. So taqwa, which is righteousness, and God-fearing, which is the highest need. And if a man were to understand it, then he can follow the attributes of God, and he can reflect those attributes in his person, and can spread those qualities. Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam, reminding us of this basic point, says that in the Holy Quran, for all the commandments, one is urged following taqwa and piety, because the righteousness gives you strength to do good and gives you strength to run towards piety. And to urge this so vehemently, the secret is that righteousness is a talisman for man to save from all kind of evils, and it is a impregnable fortress to protect him from evil, and man can be saved from many dangers while the other people are chained with them and reach to their destruction and ruin, and with their ill will and with their wrong thoughts, they create fissures and give a opportunity for the opponents to mount to attacks on Islam. And the righteousness is the basic thing, and as long as it was retained within Islam, they continued to spread the message of peace of God in the world, and the pious souls continued to follow it. And continue to accept Islam, and Islam then came out of Arabia and spread in all directions, and it spread in Africa. The Africa was also blessed by it, and the standard of Europe was hoisted in standard of Islam was hoisted in Europe as well. But as the righteousness faded, when the peace took the place of peace was taken by selfishness, by rancor and ill will, then the Muslim continued to be deprived of these blessings which Allah has destined for those who have righteousness in their heart and fear of God in their heart. As I said, that the final message which Allah sent to remove the evil of and disorder in the land and the sea was revealed to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is the same teaching which has to change darkness into light. It is the same teaching which has to remove the unrest in the world with this message of peace. But those who have been deprived of it because they lost righteousness from their heart and they continue to go ahead in selfishness and rancor and ill will. But the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was the final Sharia law bearing prophet, that his promise to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Islam will become victorious and prevail over all religions, they were deprived of this. Only those who were deprived of righteousness, not that there was any loss in the religion of Islam or lack in the religion of Islam. Today, for the revival of Islam and for its progress, Allah has raised the in-depth lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is the believers of Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam have to act upon the true teachings of Islam and have to bring this back, the lost inheritance and heritage of the Muslim, and has to bring it, the righteousness, back into their heart. So it is the responsibility of the Ahmadi that he should continue to spread this message of peace. He should fix this in every mind, that Islam is not a religion of terrorism, but it is of peace, love and peace. And at every level, the teachings of Islam is to maintain the peace and security. Islam has also given teachings, the beautiful teaching, to establish the peace at the national level and international level. Man can never even imagine, nor can any religion put forward that teaching. Only acting upon this beautiful teaching, the peace of the world and the security of the world can be established. Even after the Second World War, to establish peace in the world, the national organization, they establish, but that is facing the same end which was faced by the previous organization. The great minds got together and made great plans and established this organization, and they also made many committees. They also did the Security Council, so that the peace and the security of the world can be maintained, the corals can be solved, and for these to examine the economic conditions, which is sometimes a means of corals, they establish the world justice system. And whatever is happening to these organizations, everyone can see. The reason for its failure is lack of righteousness and fear of God. By either they have put the touchstone of wealth or of intelligence or of power or of knowledge. And because of their arrogance and pride, or considering themselves the standard bearer of peace more than all else, and have kept them on a higher pedestal than other nations, and they have made levels of permanent members and non-permanent members, which can never attain peace, which is because of lack of fear of God and righteousness. If one particular power has the authority to sign some documents on their own, this system, this power, this authority cannot spread peace. If there is going to be peace in the world, it will be through the teaching which Allah has revealed to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which where the precondition is of taqwa, righteousness. About all the nations to be human beings, the Holy Quran gives us a teaching. It says, Ya ayyuhan nasu inna khalaqnakum min zakarin wa unsa waj'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu inna akramakum indallahi atqakum inna allaha alimun khabir. That, people, we created you from a male and female and have divided you among tribe and sub-tribe so that you can recognize each other. Without doubt, in the sight of Allah, among you, the most honored is the one who is most righteous. Certainly, Allah knows has the lasting knowledge and is always aware of what you do or what you know. So this is the teaching of Islamic Brotherhood, to establish Islamic Brotherhood and to establish peace. This is the command of Allah. And a believer who has the righteousness and fear of God, he will have to fully apply this teaching to himself of this brotherliness, and to spread it in the world. Believer has been commanded. This is the commandment with which there can be affection, love and affection, and equality. And no matter how much they do, they make the peace councils, they cannot remove the restlessness of the world, because the powerful nations has taken more authority than others. So the security and the surety of world's peace can only be given the restlessness of the world can only be removed when the national superiority, which is wrong, can be removed. And this restlessness cannot be removed as long as the race and other methods of supremacy and excellency cannot be removed. As long as in the minds of people of the countries and their governments, they cannot have this thought fully conscious that we are the children of Adam, and our spread is as a result of meeting the male and female, and as human being we are equal in the sight of God. If someone has a excellence in the sight of Allah, is the one who has righteousness, and whose righteousness is superior, only God knows. No one can be a judge for himself what his level of righteousness is. He cannot check his own level and test his own level. Therefore Allah says that your position, your superiority to another man, is neither from your genealogy, nor from your nation, nor from your color, nor from your wealth, neither it is of your own position in your society, nor neither of a nation to be superior, is not linked to his ruling the weak nations. In the worldly eyes, these worldly powers and the worldly governments will have some position, but not in the sight of God. Whatever is not acknowledged in the sight of God, then it cannot succeed in good aims for which it has been used and employed. Islam says that all mankind, all human beings are a single family. If they will live like a single family, only then they will look after each other's peace and security as the members of such a family in which they have love and affection, mutual love and affection. They look after each other. In this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah has given this concept of tribes and nations that so that you can recognize each other, that this is Pakistani, this is English, this is German, this is African. Otherwise, as man, you are only human being. And whatever feelings are of rich, they are of the poor. Whatever is feelings of the European, they are also same of the African. What are the feelings of those who live in East are the same as those feelings of those who are in the West. Therefore, you should keep in mind each other's feeling. If you will do that, then you will keep in peace. So, every nation, in every nation, whatever qualities Allah has put, special qualities into a nation, you should benefit from them so that you can maintain the lasting peace and love. In the sight of Islam, for a permanent peace, this is the touchstone. Otherwise, as I said, no matter how many peace council and security council they make and how many organization they establish, they cannot succeed in establishing permanent peace and security. And this Quranic teaching was not limited to just teaching. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has put in practice within his life. He loved the poor, he showed affection to the orphans and deprived, and he gave those their rights which they had and gave them higher position. slaves have been freed, but he had no position as a result of his nation. But because of the treatment of the Holy Prophet ﷺ gave him that great station that Hazrat Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, he addressed him as Sayyidina Bilal. May Allah have blessing on both of them, peace and blessing on both of them. These are the standards and touchstones of Islam to establish excellence. And then the Holy Prophet ﷺ had cleared it on his farewell pilgrimage that you are all human beings, neither a non-Arab has an excellence over Arab or Arab have an excellence of this, neither your color is for your superiority. This beautiful society which was established by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is the society which promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam's community according to the command of the Holy Prophet have to establish today. Then for international peace, Allah has given command which is enough to silence these people. Those who say this should be a silencing answer, that who say that Islam was spread by sword and uses and allows force. But opposite to that, Allah commands that those who are not fighting you, because they were compelled to fight according to certain commands, I cannot touch that side. But those who have not taken up sword against them, you have not only to be harsh to them, but you should be good to them, you should do favor to them and be kind to them, and you should fulfill all the requirements of justice in their affairs, whether he is a Christian or Jew or whoever else he could be. Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says in this regard that you should be kind to them, you should do justice to them, because Allah loves such people. And this is under the command of Allah, in which Allah says, لَا يَنْهَاكُمُ اللَّهُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَلَمْ يُخْرِجُوكُمْ مِنْ دَيَارِكُمْ أَنْ تَبَرُّوهُمْ وَتُقْسِطُوا إِلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. Allah does not stop you that those who have not fought you in the matter of faith, nor have exiled you from your place, that you should do good to them and do justice to them and be kind to them, because Allah certainly loves those who follow justice. This also points to the other command, that if to stop disorder and unrest you have to take up sword, you are allowed for that. That such people who are creating unrest, who have taken up sword, then you can declare war as a nation, but you must not take an undue advantage of this permission. The one who is not fighting you, the one who is not molesting you, who is not taking up arms with you, who does not want to kill you, then it is your obligation that you should fulfill all the requirements of justice and do be kind to them and do good to them, and this is what Allah has commanded you to do. If there is a announcement of war, declaration of war, it is against those who are creating disorder. So Allah does not give permission to have friendship, but those who are living in peace, Allah does not allow you to disturb their peace. I should make it clear here that according to the teachings of Islam, to declare war or to show your reaction, it is the duty of governments, not groups or individual. Because if you start doing that, then within your own country, you will living in your own governments, you will create unrest. And unfortunately, this is what the terrorist groups which are in among the Muslims and elsewhere are displaying. And they are creating unrest in their own countries, which is giving bad name to Muslims and to Islam. Then there is another command of Allah, which is for the international peace and for the mutual relationship between the different religions. Allah says, وَلَا تَسَبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَيَسُبُّ اللَّهَ عَدُوٌّ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ كَذَلِكَ زَيَّنَّا لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ عَمَلَهُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ مَرْجِعُهُمْ فَيُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ You should not abuse them or swear to them who they call beside Allah. Otherwise, as in their animosity, lack of knowledge, they will abuse Allah. And therefore, we had told everyone the situation of their acts, then they will have to return to their Lord, who will then tell them what they used to do. In this regard, Promised Messiah says that Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran has shown us the etiquettes and the moral lessons, that it says, وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَيُسُبُّ اللَّهَ عَدْوًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ, that you must not abuse even the idols of the idolaters, because they will abuse your God, because they don't know your God. And you know, you can see, despite according to the teachings of Islam, the idols have no reality, but Allah teaches this etiquette and morals to Muslims, that you should not abuse them, and you should not and explain to them gently, and otherwise they would start abusing your God, and you will be responsible for that. And this is the standard which Islam establishes to establish peace and security. To reply abuse with abuse is like doing involving yourself in abuse and making yourself a target of it. If the opponent says something as a reaction, and you give them a reply with reference to their idols, they can then attack your God. By giving this extreme example, the Muslims have been explained that in your words there should be wisdom whenever you speak. Not that you should show cowardice or two-faced approach, but Mawazatil Hasana, you should always keep in mind that you should tell them in the best possible way, and keep this command in always in view. As I said, by giving this example, extreme example, Allah has taught us that with your wrong reaction, the non-Muslim can attack your God. And a Muslim has the greatest sense of honor for their God, because then you will suffer as a result of your own wrong words. You will be responsible for that abuse to your God. And similarly, the other leaders and their pious people, if you tell abuse them, then they can also abuse your pious people. Therefore, there is a hadith that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you should not abuse your fathers. He said, who? Someone said, who abuses their parents? And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you will abuse somebody else's father, they will abuse your father. And this is similar as though you have abused your own father. So this is the teachings of Islam to spread peace. The association with God, which is most disliked by God, and God says that I will not forgive this sin. And about those idolaters, Allah says that you have to keep your etiquettes to talk to them. Your command is that you should have such a moral standard which present a picture, true picture of Islam. And this is the responsible duty of Islam, that you should spread this beautiful teaching. As far as that those who do not stop ridiculing Islam, how can we deal with them? About this, Allah says that the unfortunate condition of these people have shown themselves their acts as though they are good. They think they are doing good. And eventually these people will have to return to their Lord after this life. When they will go back to their Lord, then Allah will inform them of what they used to do, and He will then treat them what they deserve, about which Allah says, أَلْقِيَا فِي جَهَنَّمَا كُلَّ كَفَارٍ أَثِيمٍ مَنَّاعٍ لِلْخَيْرِ مُعْتَدٍ مُرِيبٍ الَّذِي جَعَلَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ فَأَلْقِيَاهُ فِي الْعَذَابِ الشَّدِيدِ. That those people who are in charge and others, both of you, if you will put the ones who was doing idolatry and doing wrong things, throw them in the fire. And those who were exceeding the limits and was creating doubts and suspicions, those who have held another Lord with true God, you should throw them in extreme punishment. So this is Allah has mentioned that He will treat them in the hereafter such extremist. So the work which Allah has taken upon Himself, we should not worry about it. These days there is great reaction about Rushdie. Such people who are irreligious, they also have some Lord of theirs, either it is the organization of the world or important people of the world, or they have held the rulers of the world as their lords. So about these such people, Allah has made His own arrangement by us creating unrest and by saying that suicide attacks are permitted, or this should be the reaction, and this will be happened by talking in this way. We will put a wrong picture of the morality presented by Islam to the world. And by besides presenting this wrong picture, we will not be gaining anything, and we will be damaging ourselves by the disturbance and disorder. And whatever abuse He has done against God, and He also did some against the angels and against God, and He continued to do it for hundreds of years, He did years ago, and He's suffering. But for whatever reason there is, not taking into account the feelings of the Muslims and give them any title and give them some sort of title, Allah says that I will deal with them myself. Also, not only that Europe has lost all decency, or there are no decent people here, untold people here in England has objected for this award. Even the parliament has objected to it, that this title of knighthood which has been given to him, beside creating disturbance in the world or damaging peace of the world, you will gain nothing out of it. Likewise, when he had written a book about 10 or 12 years ago, at that also, what we should say, it was actually dictated to him. He was made to write this book. And, some commentators here had also said that it is no established fact that there is some other hand behind him. He is not alone. And there is a great conspiracy against Islam, how to incite them and how to take advantage of them, and by creating more reaction against Islam, and Muslims are giving them an opportunity to do that. This reaction by taking some few processions and then keep silent, it will give you no advantage. It is such a great conspiracy by burning flags or burning some images, it will not stop that conspiracy. So whatever gain they want to make, that is the gain they will make from such reactions, and their stand will be further strengthened that Islam is a religion of force. And the true reaction which the Muslim should develop in them is this, that they should apply to themselves Islamic teaching more than previously, so that it can silence the people and they can send the rood prayers to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which will also increase your spirituality. It will, you should present his practice before the world and his life history before the world. If this work can be done today, can only be done by Ahmadi, who has believed in the true in-depth lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If they can reply to the allegation of the opponents, can only be done by Ahmadis. If a beautiful teachings of Islam can be shown to the world today, it can only be shown by the Ahmadis. It is the duty of the Ahmadi today that more than before he should put in more effort and strive better, and he should send Durood Salam on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than before. When Rushdie had written that defaming book, that Khalifat al-Masih Rabi had asked Arshad Ahmadi to write this book, which says Rushdie, an unholy ghost, and it was not in stock, it was out of stock, and I had asked them that you should publish it further, and you should add another chapter in it, about which Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Rabi had given some instruction, they should revise it and publish it again. And a publishing company had published it, who was also doing its marketing themselves. And Jamaat is also publishing this book, and soon it will be in the market, and Urdu translation has also been done. This should be given to the educated people, so that the people know what are the facts. So this is the service which will also show the high moral stand of Islam, and they should also know the ways to improve peace and security in the world. Then Allah says, command in the whole world that the peace of the world depends on justice. And no matter how high the justice should be, Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا عَدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. That the believers, by you should examine fully, and you should become witnesses in establishing justice, and no animosity, enmity should excite you against justice. This is nearest to righteousness, and certainly Allah knows fully well what you do. By explaining this, Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that the animosity and enmity of the opponents must not stop you from justice. You should adhere to justice and equity, because in this lies the righteousness and fear of God. He says, you know that those nations which trouble you and shed blood and pursue you and kill the children and the women, as the Meccans unbelievers had done, and they do not stop fighting you, then in such people you have to, how difficult it is to deal with them with justice. But according to the teaching of Quran, according to these bloodthirsty enemies, has not left their rights undiscussed, and has said you should follow righteousness. He says that it is easy to deal with the enemy with kindness is easy, but not to leave justice in the matter of enemies is most difficulty, and it's only for those who are courageous. It is easy that sometimes you can speak to the enemy gently, but to forget animosity and enmity and to deal with them with justice is most onerous task. It requires great courage. So Prophet says that in this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah has not mentioned love, but has mentioned the standard of love. Because a man who will do justice to his bloodthirsty enemies and will not deal with them with truth, he is the one who does not love them truly. Allah does not say that you should love them, but it says that the standard of your love should be such that a man who has reached his extreme in animosity, and keep the example in your view how the Meccans dealt with the Muslims and the Holy Prophet. They tortured them, they abused them, and they killed them. But despite that, Allah says that you have to deal justly with such people as well. This increases love, and this is the message of peace which can give true peace to the world. So this is the true teachings of Islam, and when you will have true love, you will fulfill the requirements of peace, then the message of peace will reach them. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's practice was the same, that the time of Meccan's conquest, his treatment brought the enemies in the fold of Islam. La tasriba alaykum al-yawm. He declared that no punishment will be, or questioning will be done to you. You are free. And this is the standard with which the peace of the world is linked. Otherwise, no matter how great the governments in the world are, who may be just, but they have been a tool in the hands of the conspirators. They will continue to be work on in the hands of such people who hold their economy. Although they are claiming to set peace in the world, to establish peace in the world, but in practice they have created disorder in the land and the sea. So these were a few commands of Allah in this connection, which I have described, which reflect the true teachings and beautiful teachings of Islam. May Allah so destine that the days should come soon when the governments should be established in the world who can show the true picture of Islam. Such a Muslim rulers should come who should believe in the true lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. By keeping behind his shield, they should implement these teachings of Islam, and are helpful in this regard, and be righteous. To gain this aim, it is the responsibility of an Ahmadi today that he should engage himself in supplications. May Allah accept our prayers. and make them a place of affection, love and peace. And everyone should have the same religion, which should be believing in one and only God. May Allah so destine so. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.